Sam Grocott joins us. He's Senior Vice President of Marketing for the ETD Group. Sam, what the heck's the ETD Group
with
an EMC?
Great. And thanks for having me, Brian. thrilled to be here. ETD stands for the Emerging Technology Division within EMC. So we bear the responsibility and the opportunity, the way I like to see it, is we're all about innovation and growth within the EMC portfolio. Our mission is to bring to life and bring to market next generation technologies across a wide and broadening portfolio. For example, the ETD portfolio consists of the Isilon technology, as well as the newly introduced DSSD, Scale.io, ECS, as well as some new products we're introducing tomorrow with VxRack. So typically you find your 1.0 and 2.0 technologies within ETD, within EMC, within our group, but we do have some more mature technologies such as Isilon, which is on its eighth generation product.
Yeah, Isilon is certainly not viewed as by many as emerging, right? It's been around a little while, but it's core to some of these things that you're talking about. And I know that one that you're very excited about is the data lake concept. You launched that back in 2014, version 1.0, at a nice event, and it's since you've updated to 2.0. Just take us back to the initial versions of that, and for those that aren't familiar with the concept, just give us a quick primer on what exactly is a data lake in the first place.
Yeah, sure. So the data lake 1.0 idea was, how do you consolidate this massive amount of unstructured data into a large single pool of storage? And that large single pool of storage, or the 1.0 data lake, consisted of a system that could scale out to upwards of 50 petabytes of capacity of unstructured data that is typically file-based data. So it was ingested or read from in the NFS for the Unix format, or in the Microsoft, the SMB formats. What made our data lake unique than just traditional NAS consolidation was we layered on top next-generation protocols such as Hadoop and HDFS, as well as OpenStack Swift and an object interface that allows you to not only ingest the data in different formats, but also then read and take action with that data. So it really is a two-stepped process to take advantage of a data lake. One is mass consolidation, and the second is then running analytics against that information to derive new insights, new businesses, new revenue opportunities, et cetera. So that really 1.0 is taking that first focus of a large-scale, singular data center consolidation of your unstructured data.
So as we think about the concept from the enterprise perspective, is the enterprise ready for this, or what percentage is really finding that they can derive value? I'm sure everyone could, but who's ready to derive value from this data?
Yeah, so the first step of it is the consolidation. Huge interest. The radical simplification, the efficiency of storing all your data into a big single pool of storage. Lots of enterprises have jumped on board. Isilon is one of the fastest growing divisions within all of EMC. We have over 7,000 customers that now have adopted a large-scale data lake infrastructure. The second phase of the data lake, taking action in analytics, that's much less so. And really what we see from our internal analytics is about 1 in 4 Isilon customers have turned on the HDFS and Hadoop capability. So 25%, I think, still defines it as early days.
Sure.
It's not mass deployment across the 7,000 customers we have today, but that number is growing quickly. The top reason why we're seeing customers start to analyze their data that's already in the data lake is they're avoiding the time-consuming and painful movement of data into a secondary storage system, typically a direct-attached storage system, that also has to be mirrored 3x times. That's the typical HDFS deployment or best practice for HDFS today. The beauty of having it in an Isilon data lake is you can do in-place analytics via the HDFS protocol without having to move the data and without having to deploy that additional infrastructure.
Yeah, the data movement is one that we hear constant complaints about in terms of, okay, I've got all this great data, sales data, organizational data, whatever, but moving it and now having at least one copy or more depending on the underlying requirements is a big problem. And then keeping it around is another big challenge. So how do you think about this data set as it continues to expand? I mean, no one's data is getting smaller.
Right.
But how do I keep more of it around and keep it actionable, even if it's not today's data? Maybe I learned something new, and now all of a sudden the data from 8 or 10 years ago is relevant again.
Yeah, so that really gets into our Data Lake 2.0 strategy, which we announced last November and just GA'd just this past February. And what the 2.0 strategy enabled us to do is two things. One, extend outside of the single data center for the first time all the way to the edge, meaning you can deploy smaller storage environments at the remote office or departmental environments that want to do a much smaller, call it less than 50 terabyte ISON environment to take advantage of data that's at the edge and outside of your data center to run smaller analytics. To answer your question directly, though, is the second leg of the Data Lake 2.0 strategy was we can now move data from core to cloud. And what that allows us to do is to offload your large-scale on-premise storage capacity that may be cold or frozen or hasn't been accessed or valuable for extended periods of time. You can now tier that to any public cloud provider of your choice, whether it's Amazon or Microsoft and certainly EMC's VirtuStream, or you could put it on a private cloud as well. The beauty of that is now you're taking that stale static data off of your more expensive storage, but that data is still, even while it's stored in a public cloud, still seamlessly accessible to all your users, your applications. You could still run analytics against that information if you'd like, but it isn't taking up your on-prem storage. So that keeps the data around in a much more useful format than parking it into an Iron Mountain truck and driving it into a mountain, and that data becomes inaccessible for probably forever at that point.
It's a little bit harder to get those tapes back and rehydrated and accessible again.
Yes, rarely do you hear that success story of, unless it's a disaster recovery scenario, which is still flawed and challenged as well. But the opportunity to take advantage of data at any time, within any place, is becoming more and more of a competitive differentiator for organizations. You don't have time to go get the data wherever it is, even if it's on a separate storage system. The time to go run your analytics, the time to results, is dramatically simplified if the data is always within the data lake, whether it's in a cloud, at the edge, or in the core.
So those organizations that have adopted the data lake philosophy and they're getting their data in and they're running analytics, what's the next logical step for them to be able to continue to monetize or make that data actionable? And you know, where do they go from there? Can't just be they couldn't have solved the problem forever and ever, right? I mean,
right.
There's still more to do.
Right, absolutely. I think one of the biggest challenges from an industry's perspective that we don't really address within EMC, and this is across the portfolio, is fulfilling that need to understand how to run analytics and how to derive information out of the information. So we can provide the world's best infrastructure all day long, but if the application and deployment of environments such as Hadoop or Splunk from an application perspective is still too difficult for enterprises and IT to deploy, that can be quickly become the bottleneck. So within EMC, we're focused on providing world-class infrastructure for analytics. You still need to have the brains and the smarts and the understanding of how to run those analytics and derive value from that. And that's where we work with our partner community, with Splunk, Hortonworks, Cloudera, Pivotal, and others, to provide that layered consulting services to help organizations ramp the application side of it much faster, an area that EMC just can't solve ourselves. So I would say we're quickly running into as infrastructure gets better, faster, stronger, more designed for analytics workloads, we quickly need to focus at that application layer and drive more understanding of how to run these tools.
So as we think about these issues, and you're communicating with your customers, mm-hmm. prospects this week, I'm sure you're demonstrating something out there on the expo floor.
Mm-hmm.
What's the key messaging to these guys as they come up and they start to explore this with you?
Yeah, I think the key thing is, particularly around the analytics side of the house, is a year, 2 years ago, people didn't even know what Hadoop was or how to pronounce Hadoop, and it was this funny yellow elephant thing.
Right.
The world has dramatically changed in the last couple of years on that. We actually introduced our first HDFS offering back in 2013, so we were one of the early adopters and certainly the first provider in a shared storage infrastructure to deliver HDFS. But I think what organizations have transitioned from is hey, this is really interesting technology. I'm hearing about various high profile organizations that are being successful in deploying Hadoop, to my boss in the boardroom is making this a mandate. And if I don't implement this, my company is going to be at risk to be, you know, competitively disadvantaged, but even to more extreme, to not being able to compete at all and being having to go out of business ultimately. The opportunity to not have an analytics infrastructure, an analytics solution that is operational, that is turnkey and easy to run, is not an option for any organization now. I don't go to any meeting. It's as obvious as I need a cloud strategy as I need a analytics strategy. It's that prevalent across every organization.
So let me ask this then. For organizations that were born in the cloud and are part of this rapid expansion of apps and all these other things, these guys have historically been better about this and about understanding their analytics because it's fundamental to their business, right? They wouldn't exist otherwise. Clearly in the enterprise, some have made better progress than others. How do you take those learnings of the more dynamic, fresher companies and express that urgency to the rest of the enterprise that says, you know, you guys kind of need to get on the ball here?
Yeah, I think it's done through simplification. If you look back at the early adopters of and the great success stories, whether it's born in the cloud that took the burden off the IT teams completely, or the early adopters organizations that built this infrastructure out themselves, they hired armies of engineers, they sourced their own hardware, completely built it off commodity, and are maintaining now a very large-scale R&D organization that continues to maintain this software. Those were the largest of the largest first-mover advantage organizations over the last few years. That's not going to scale. Certainly the customers at EMC targets and the larger enterprise organization, they don't have the time, the resources, the ability to recruit and hire that type of talent that's required to build out a software organization. We have to take that off the table and simplify that and provide turnkey solutions that plug and play and just do it all for them. So that's the area that I think we can help the most, is simplification of the infrastructure, allowing organizations to not have to recruit and build and maintain that talent in-house, is one of the biggest value adds, I think, EMC across all of our analytics solutions, never mind the Isilon or the ECS or the DSSD, and soon to be DAS and direct attached storage with Dell. We can simplify that and take that off the table for our customers. I think that'll be a big win.
So you've mentioned a lot of these other groups that fall in this emerging technologies division. As you think about what your group does and your core emphasis, what are you looking forward to over the next months, years, and when we're sitting here next year, talking about EMC World 17, what will we have seen directionally, do you think, over that time?
Yeah, I think what you'll see is across the portfolio a continuation of two fundamental shifts. One is native integration with a hybrid storage offering. Isilon has it today. We're adding in it in other products across ETD that natively have the ability to move data in and out of the cloud. That's strategically important. It's part of our modern data center strategic pillars. We still have work to do to deliver on that. The second area is I think you're going to see a much stronger adoption of software-defined storage. Today, we offer software-defined storage across Isilon, ECS, and Scale.io. You can choose to buy it in appliances, or you can choose to buy software only and source your own hardware. The reality is most customers today end up getting the appliance. They like the idea of software-defined storage, but at the end of the day, just give them the box. I think that's going to start to shift much faster than I think what we all thought it was going to be a few years ago, where organizations are going to truly push to deploy their own commodity hardware, and they're just going to want the software bits. So I've been a believer in software-defined storage for years now. It's been slow adoption of the true, pure software-only deployment. I think we're going to start to see that tip going into the next couple of years, and I think we'll start talking about 2016 started to be that inflection point where people actually took advantage of deploying software-only in very different consumption models and subscription formats and service formats, things that don't require a completely upfront, CapEx-heavy, 3-year commitment. the buying and consumption model of software defined storage will radically change as well.
Put an interesting onus on the server guys to mm-hmm. be innovative, creative, and deliver solutions that make sense to mm-hmm. some of these software-defined solutions.
It's one of the things I'm most excited about with the Dell EMC merger is, you know, for all time, EMC was blind to or only had the ability to partner in the networking and server area. We now have a server. So now we can create unique opportunities to innovate with them, to have tighter hooks and tighter connectivity with them. It can give us a delivery vehicle to have that disconnected. Sure, we can give you an enterprise-grade turnkey appliance, but if you want to source just pure commodity servers, we have that on the truck. It's Dell servers. And then you just buy the software. So we can provide both of those solutions. The days of people going to Fry's and buying disk drives and compute and building that, unless you're one of five organizations around the world, that's never going to happen. But the organizations that are truly going to want to deploy their own server on any platform, commodity-based plus software, that's going to start to happen. And we can now fulfill that with Dell and EMC or Dell Technologies.
Sure. Well, you know, there's a lot out there in the future for you guys, and it sounds like you're ready to embrace that with open arms, and mm-hmm. That sounds great. Hey, Sam, appreciate you sitting down with us at EMC World and look forward to what comes next out of your emerging technologies.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
All right.